This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. President Trump's contentious relationship with the media has escalated after hundreds of U.S. newspapers launched an unprecedented and coordinated defense of press freedom in response to Mr. Trump's frequent attacks on some media organizations. More than 380 news outlets in every state except Wyoming had joined a drive by early today, publishing editorials in support of a free and vigorous press. A U.S. federal jury outside of Washington is deliberating former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort's fate at his financial fraud trial. AP's Sagar Meghani has the latest, including the connection to the probe into the Russian meddling in the 2016 U.S. election.
Prosecutors have asked jurors to convict the former Trump campaign chairman on all 18 felony counts, saying he hid millions of dollars from the IRS and then lied to get loans once his income dried up. Manafort's lawyers pinned the blame on the government's star witness, his former protege Rick Gates, whom they say lied about Manafort to protect himself. The trial's the first courtroom test for special counsel Bob Mueller's Russia investigation, since Manafort was among the first indicted in the probe. The verdict will give a sense of Mueller's ability to make charges stick. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has predicted more violent attacks from the Taliban fighters in Afghanistan after the insurgents failed to accomplish any of their objectives during a recent attack on the city of Ghazni, in which at least 150 died. Mattis called the assault a deadly ploy to grab a lot of press attention and warned the Taliban would likely continue murdering innocent people. This is VOA News. U.S. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin says the United States is ready to impose more sanctions on Turkey if detained American pastor Andrew Brunson is not released from house arrest. Mnuchin made the comments during a cabinet meeting with President Trump.
We've put sanctions on several of their cabinet members. Working with you, we have more that we're planning to do if they don't release him quickly.
Earlier this month, the U.S. Treasury Department sanctioned Turkey's ministers of Justice and Interior in response to Turkey's detention of Brunson on espionage and terrorism charges. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named Brian Hook his senior policy advisor, a special representative for Iran. Pompeo said Hook will lead the Iran Action Group and will coordinate the U.S. State Department's actions against Iran.
The Iranian people and the world are demanding that Iran finally act like a normal nation. The Iran Action Group will drive daily progress on these objectives, and I hope to do much more.
The Trump administration announced earlier this year a withdrawal from the Iran nuclear deal and has once again imposed sanctions on Tehran, calling the country a destabilizing influence in the region. The Vatican has expressed its shame and sorrow over the latest clergy sex abuse scandal, details of which were recently released in the U.S. state of Pennsylvania. We get more now from AP's Tim McGuire.
The Pennsylvania grand jury report detailing the sexual abuse of at least 1,000 children by priests since the 1940s as seen as a moral catastrophe by Pope Francis and the Vatican. Spokesman Greg Burke.
Holy Father knows this can shake the faith of the people in the pews.
Burke says the priests responsible for the assaults and the church leaders who protected them will be held accountable. Meanwhile, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops has called for a formal Vatican investigation of former Cardinal Theodore McCarrick and allegations that he engaged in sexual misconduct with children and adult seminarians. I'm Tim McGuire.
12 former senior U.S. intelligence officials have issued a statement on what they call the ill-considered and unprecedented remarks and actions by the White House regarding the removal of John Brennan's security clearances. The statement is a reaction to President Trump's decision to take away former CIA Director Brennan's security clearance. Mr. Trump also considering removing security clearances for 9 other past and current government security officials. And U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has vowed a robust prosecution of anyone who manufactures or owns plastic firearms that have been made on 3D printers. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.
Ooh, yeah, my man. Hello again, Africa. Welcome to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Van Lee. Hot, rocking, and beautiful sounds from across this great African continent will be coming to you again, so I want you to relax. Today, we'll be driving all the way to the east end of Africa. The east, yes, comes Wood Phoebe from Kenya. And this great man is going to be my guest later on the show. And we'll be playing some beautiful music from this great son of Kenya. So stay tuned and don't go away. But let's start the ball rolling right now from Sierra Leone with the music of JR featuring Negadon, and This Is Anything. And yes, this is a very beautiful sound. And right after that, Alhaji by Naomi Achu from Cameroon, and Adeobi by Marvins featuring the Don Jazzy group in Nigeria. But Anything is our track that we're going to start off today's show with, from JR featuring Negadon from Sierra Leone.
Baby, you bust in my brain. Ooh. Baby, you take over me. Ooh. You make me dance in calypso. Just for you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me. Oh, na 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 na.
This is a song for all the girls. All the girls in the building.
Na 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 na. Arabadi bidi bam pam pam pam. All the girls wanna go rap pam pam pam. Wanna take me up a right drop up there. Because I don't shout gara gara baga baga.
Baby, show me. Tell me what you think about this. I keep singing, telling people what you mean to me. If it wasn't for you, don't know what my life would have been. Darling, you're so true, and there's nothing I won't do. So I go day day for you, spend time for you, and keep on for you. I go clean them for you, design them for you, till I make them for you. So I go day day for you, spend them for you, and keep them for you. I go clean them for you, design them for you, till I make them for you.
Baby, you pass in my brain. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love, I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I no go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop.
Yes,
one. Baby, I want you to strip down, shake up your bum bum. Two. If I spend my money, will you dance for me? Three. Scatter the place like a upline Kurana. Four. If I give you something, will you be there, baby? Oh, ciao, Panama. One, two, do your Panama. Every day I dey keep on doing my Panama. Baby, love you, you love me, a Panama. Ah, Jackie, oh, Panama. Oh, I love you, sweetie, Panama. Dancey, dancey for me, oh, Panama. I love you, baby, oh, my sweetie, Panama. Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I know go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me.
No telling that woman that I'm too sexy. Every day you are gonna drive me crazy. Me not gonna left your body, no, no. Every night the man about feet more. Are you alone? No, I feel do it. 10 minutes to make me body complete. Okay, down from the bed, come down to the floor. In the bathroom, like a back up on the wall. They love me after you, man, I never ending. Me want you know, say, come make me love you up till early morning. I love you so bad, you can take all my money. Good boy, now I have no room for regrets. Now I have no shoes in my closet. Have to share love, as all the things set. You wicked and bad, so glad we connect.
Baby, you pass in my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypsos for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I know go make you fall so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby,
don't stop loving me. Baby, you're passing my brain, oh. Baby, you take over me, oh. You make me dance in calypso for you, my love. I will do anything. Baby, you know me, mama. I know go make you go so far. Baby, you know I love you like seriously. So baby, don't stop loving me.
Yeah, JR, alongside Negadon. Anything.
I am Davoa. I love the African beat on The Voice of America. It's hot and it's good to go.
there will be beautiful music, Marvin's featuring the Don Jazzy group from Nigeria, and right before that, Naomi Achu of Cameroon in El Haji, and JR featuring Negadon from Sierra Leone in Anything. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. Don't forget to join me and my guest later on today on this great African Beat show, Wood Phoebe from Kenya. Stay tuned, I'll be right back.
Hey, I'm Esther Michael. You're listening to The African Beat, the hottest African music show on The Voice of America with David Vandy.
You're listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America. All right, let's get back to music. And we go to South Africa with the legendary Lucky Dube in Different Colors, One People. Yeah, we need to bring out something like this, that we may be different in color, but we are just one people. And that is by the great legend Lucky Dube, Gone But Not Forgotten. Colors, One People, the legendary Lucky Dube from South Africa, the African Beat on The Voice of America. When I come back, my guest will be right here, Wood Phoebe from Kenya.
Oh my God, I am classy, sassy. I'm so in love with African beats on The Voice of America with my idol, the one and only David Vandy.
Hello again and welcome to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. I'm David Vandy here in Washington, live from Studio 4. And today my guest is from Kenya. Wow, he's a tough guy, you know, and you want to meet him. And that is Wood Phoebe. Welcome to The African Beat, Wood Phoebe.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Am I saying it right? The Wood Phoebe or Wood Phoebe?
Wood Phoebe.
Wood Phoebe.
Yes.
And what is Wood Phoebe?
Wood Phoebe simply means the son of Phoebe.
The son of Phoebe.
Phoebe is my mom, my late mom. May she rest in peace. Wood means son.
Son, okay. Yeah, the son of Phoebe.
Yes.
Wow. Well, that's great. And I think I'll start looking at myself as Wood
Vandy, the son of Vandy.
Yes. Wood Vandy.
Yeah. All right. Well, you are here today and on the African beat. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Okay, myself, I'm a simple guy. I'm Wood Phoebe, the son of a woman. You know, by the special grace, I'm on African beat with one and only David Vandy.
All right. Well, today we're going to look at some of your songs. I know you have 4 albums to your credit.
Yes.
But unfortunately, we cannot play all 4 right now on the show.
Yeah.
But we'll be looking at 3 of your songs. And so let's look at the first song that you're going to play. In fact, what we're going to do is we're going to just hit the song.
Yeah.
We're going to play it. And you're going to perform the song right here in the studio. And when we come back, we'll talk about it. And the song is Nya Jalu.
I'm ready.
Yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's get the song right now, Nya Jalu. And this one is done by Wood Phoebe right here in the studio.
Nya Jalu. Nyako Manosu Shis. Grand President B.I.B. Musica Nya Jaluo Nyako Maratego.
Yes.
Nya Jaluo Nyako Majabe. Ongeyo loso pesa chamo luche. Ongeyo twere fashion conscious. Ongeyo wiro mo dende yo. Ongeyo pedo mesa odele. Ongeyo rwako welo chunye le. Ongeyo ndiso wot chalo malkia. Nya Jaluo.
Just call her black beauty, her orating.
Nya Jaluo is full of life. Yawa Nya Jaluo is very positive. Nyakoma think white, always at the cutting edge. Nyakoma ngeyo ber, kendo understand fashion. Hawezi kukubali majaribu kumweka chini. Nyakoma chayo ping, maoksechi. Yawa nyakoma ratego, mokinya tesogo. Yawa Nya Jaluo.
Mbele inauza nyumba.
Bisenene kakuwoto. Bisenene kakonyono.
Yawa.
Bisenene kakuyengo. Samu woto woto kojashir. Samu nyono onyono matintin kapikoka. Samu yengo.
Madiaba.
Nya Jaluo. Nya Jaluo. Nyako mwinjo dialo. Nya Jaluo. Nyako mo winjo wero. Nya Jaluo. Nyako mo winjo dendo. Nya Jaluo. Nyako mo winjo pako. Oh Nya Jaluo. Nya Jaluo. Nyako maratego. Nya Jaluo. Nyako majabe. Ongeyo loso pesa chamo luche. Ongeyo twere fashion conscious. Ongeyo wiro mo dende yo. Ongeyo pedo mesa odele. Ongeyo rwako welo chunye le. Ongeyo ndiso wot chalo malkia.
She's brown.
Nya Jaluo. Nya Jaluo, Nya Jaluo, Nya Jaluo. Nya Jaluo, nyakoma is well composed. Kato soma mana matin, hautajua. Kato goyo buku mana kidogo tu, okibifuenyo. Nya Jaluo, nikech kata kakolo so kende, is just an attraction. Ya wadonge, kako present herself kende, pulls like a magnet. Ya wanya Jaluo, ya wanya Jaluo, ya wanya Jaluo.
Dr. David Agangu,
kilimu Nya Jaluo ibiromo sana. Kilimu Nya Jaluo utafurahi sana. Utakaribishwa vizuri.
Kama kuna joto utatolewa koti. Kama kuna baridi utapewa blanketi. Utaulizwa unataka kula nini. Kuna pizza kwenye fridge. Kuna hot dog hata ukipenda utapata. Kuna meatballs ukitaka utapata. Sausage ya kuku hata biziko. Liburisho halisi ninazo. Maji ya tamu ninayo. Amarula ukipenda utapata. Jameson ukipenda utapata. Johnny Walker ukitaka utapewa. Nyajaluo piro nyisi bange. Feel at home, relax, usiwe na wasiwasi. I'm at your service, nyao. Nyajaluo nyako donge ber, manigi pesa ne.
Nyajaluo
nyako donge ber, modage ode. Nyakodonge ber, marie mbogache. Nyakodonge ber, monge wiromo. Nyajaluo, she's one in a million. Nyajaluo, she's a strong woman.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Nyajaluo. I love it. I love woman. Man. So, you know what? I want you to tell me, what is Nyajaluo? What are you singing about?
Nyajaluo is a Luo woman. Okay? Uh-huh. Like, let me say, an African woman.
An African woman?
Yes.
Okay.
An African woman. And I'm looking at an African woman with her beauty. You know? She's a sophisticated woman. A woman full of, you know, herself in a way, on the positive way, you know? Like, if I have to dress, man, I'm an empress. I dress to impress.
Mm-hmm. You get the point? I can see that.
Yeah, you know? You know? And if I'm walking, I have to walk like a peacock. You know? I take my steps one at a time. I'm not in a hurry. Come on now. Yes, I'm an African woman.
Man,
the beauty's in me.
I tell you.
Oh, my.
Man, the way you describe it is as if the African woman is standing right there.
Yes. And uh-huh. You know, I'm saying an African woman, even if her education is just of a low standard, you'll not know.
Le Grand.
Because the way she's Wood composed Phoebe. Herself is just more than an attraction.
You are the man.
Eh? Opoto.
Well, that's a beautiful song, Opoto.
Opoto.
You know, we'll come to that. You know, it is such a beautiful song. I love the rhythm. You know, it takes me back to the real African rumba.
Yes.
You know, I love the flavor of the music.
Thank you.
But, you know, I understand you were actually, or you are a music producer.
Yes, definitely.
And you used to be behind the scenes most of the time.
Yes.
So what actually made you to come out?
Okay, you know, I've raised very many musicians by the grace of God back in Kenya. And I realize after raising musicians, and some of them become celebrities, you know, they're on top there, they make the dough, you know, and they look down upon you, you know, like now they despise you, you are nobody to them,
you cannot
advise them, you cannot talk to them. And then I said, okay, I'm behind the scene, but for me to produce good songs for you guys, which means I can definitely sing, you know, for me to be producing that good song, I can sing myself, you know. So, let me do what I'm born to do. Because initially, I was not to do production. I was putting up my studio, setting up my studio to produce my songs.
Okay.
Because I didn't want my quality of music to sound like others. I wanted to be unique in my own way, you know. So, when I set up the studio, before I recorded my first song, I met a guy, you know, at the streets, and it's like they were talking about recording, want to do a song. So I said, okay guys, I have a small home studio, let me go and help you guys so that you do your music, you know. And so when I went to record for them, they had some little money, believe you me, I recorded the whole album, around 3 songs, you can't believe, at $20 only. Because I was like kind of just helping.
Because you know? Just want to help.
Yeah. But you know, when I did that song, you know, it only took a week. And this guy became, boom, the song hits. It's a big hit. And he's like, no, you know. And all of a sudden, all the artists ran to me. They want to record at my studio. And thus I became a producer. I didn't plan to be a producer.
Okay.
You know, so you actually wanted
to do your own music.
My own music.
So now you are out with your own music, and what are people saying to you now that you're not behind the scenes?
No, when
and
I
everybody
began,
is now looking at Opportu.
Yeah, when I began, people were like, "Hi, guy, you're not supposed to be singing. You know, you're a producer. Why do you sing and produce at the same time?" And so I got a lot of negativity at first, you know, and also people were like, were against me singing, you know. And I say, these people do not understand the art of music, you know, because I know very many big people who are musicians at the same time, they're producers. People
they're
like
producers,
Jay-Z.
Yeah.
Jay-Z is a musician, is a producer. Koffi Olomide is a musician, is a producer. So I understood one fact that very many people, like the fans, most of them do not understand the complete package of music, you know. You get the point?
Like me being a director,
yeah,
a playwright, and I'm also an actor.
Yes, yes, yes. So it's like telling me, if I'm a bus driver, I'm not supposed to own my own car and drive it at my own pleasure. Are you getting the point? Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like if I'm a doctor, I'm not supposed to get sick and go to another doctor to treat me. Are you getting the point?
So that is all changing now.
Right. Actually, it's changing, and I thank God that I've been consistent, you know, I've been pressing on, you know, and doing my thing. You get the point?
And so how long did it actually take you to release 4 albums, just like that?
2 years. Actually, I started 2 years ago.
You are the master of your own.
Of course.
You produce your own music.
Of course. Even if I was sleeping at night and the song comes, I'll wake up.
Just walk into the studio.
I tell my wife, "Baby, wait on. I'm going to the studio. Come back later."
Oh, my God. Okay. Now, I want us to look at another song here.
Yeah, yeah.
Cham Giwangi.
I love the song.
Yeah. So... you love the song.
I love the song.
So what's the meaning of Cham Giwangi?
Okay, Cham Giwangi, before I tell you the meaning,
uh-huh.
I believe in life everyone has a relation. Okay?
In life?
In life everyone has a relation.
Uh-huh.
And the relations are of different levels. But the relationship I'm talking about here is that of a man and a woman. Okay? Yeah, this guy was trying to hit on my woman, you know? Yeah, because I've made that woman, I've packaged her, you know, she's that sophisticated, eloquent, elegant woman, so immaculate, you know, with all the styles, you know, I'm the man, you know, I've made that woman to glitter.
Uh-huh.
And then there's this guy
came
from nowhere, you know, now he sees my babies now the best to hit on, you know, and coming with his cheap lyrics, you know. To hit on my girl.
So that's who I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm the man. And then here
and
I come.
Just standing there looking at
him. Looking, and then I'm saying,
"Where is this one coming from?
Cham Giwangi. This is what I'm saying. Hey, guy, Cham Giwangi simply means eat with your eyes.
Eat with your eyes.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? Let me enjoy this song, man. Now you've given me a new one. Hey, guy. Cham Giwangi.
Eat with your eyes.
So let's get the song now. Cham Giwangi. Beautiful now. It's coming from my guest in the studio today. Now, this Phoebe is making me laugh. The son of Phoebe is my guest. And we're enjoying the song right now. Cham Giwangi, right from Studio 4 at the Voice of America in Washington. Let's go.
Macho yako kama sicho chako kula tu kwa macho na mjongero moro kajodongo wacho tamaili wa fisi unaona mke wa mwezio amengara sana unaanza kutamani unasema angelikuwa wako amengara vilivyo modoko wiche wange nyapirie kendo yo chalugudo. Okay, kono jambo isiko mana e Facebook irango jaoni ngato ne ichalo rara isiko mana kioro message nise baby you are so sweet yawa you are on point I love your lips look at your nose yawa and your eyebrows they are so cute can I take you to Chakarach just for a vacation to feel some fresh air for a queen like you. But if you're so busy, we can manage Java. We do some milkshake, cut an Italian coffee. Hey, busy.
kare mano ndiegi mama nyo sponsor kech kae otadua gimine ni gobono woi wadwe moloso los mari jogombi yoyo madia bamine ni gobono malu gir ngato migi won gi atoto mine ni gobono manu gir ngato nigi won gi omera wendo mine ni gobono nigi defender ngama provide all she needs chama chama giwangi yoyo cham giwangi
chama chama giwangi
mwonyo lau nenda zako
chama chama giwangi kama wewe ni fisi
cham giwangi
chama chama giwangi
mwonyo lau nenda zako
David Vandi
Josie baby salamu kwa Anyango Angira Nyarugwithi Masai
yes
yes
Juan wouldn't be tough.
Wapi Arua Morin.
He was so
dear Shaban Varajaba.
Patik dea.
Niko. Ugueno Bonyo. Rafiki Yangu.
Nyako Kasuguruegi. Omera, you look so familiar. I think we've met somewhere before, but I can't just recall where. We need to meet and refresh our minds. And by the way, I love your six pack. You are tall and dark. You are a dream husband. I love your beards. They look so cute, Yawa. Omera is a negative clay. I can't get off my eyes from your photos. And the lady you're holding, I believe it's your sister.
Wickedness.
You look alike. Uchalu yawa, uchalu, nyangaka kibwonjo,
ube ni bibi yake.
Kare manu yegi magako, doge mitadua, nyalo mkorero. Oh, dicho mine ligomono, manu giri ngato, nigi wongi. Oh, ui mine ligomono, manu giri ngato, Nigi won gi atote Uwe kamine ni gombono Nigi wa iguche Mami yese jete Chama chama gi wangi
Cham gi wangi
Chama chama gi wangi
Mwonyola
unyola
Nenda zako
Chama chama gi wangi kama wewe ni fisi
Cham gi wangi
Chama chama gi wangi
Mwonyola u
Nenda zako
Ofisa John Kabong Rakwach, the same man. Big Mas Rodola. Wewe.
Niyo tangeyo, ni medyo lore godo. Natoka ngato nyasaye nuchweyo gichwechne. Mari, mari, maro wadware. Los mari maber, wego bomar nyawadu. Mamo wacho ni nyako rock me surprise
is when she can look good
ha apana kata mana mtumba kiloko malemi goyo pas maber ibiro mana ngaro kendo you will still attract hata kama wanakula Hilton na we unakula kwa kibanda pale Kariobangi
hey
hakuna mwingine atakuwa so special safari ya cho ni ile ile na hata harufu ni ile ile kati chamu mana odialo e odi tikalo kami mule gweno chama chama giwangi
kabisengo
kati muda mana nyoyo tojo moko chamo pizza chama chama giwangi
beki na butola
kati wako mtumba jomo wako designer chama chama giwangi
oja kamanga
ati uto gitieni jomo koringo gi prado chama chama giwangi
richi opata
ati tiogi kabambe jomo kotiogi iphone chama chama giwangi
jako ako
ne akomine no jaberno uyu wadue maloso
chama chama giwangi mesha omolo woi mine no jamerno nyako wadue malito chama chama giwangi
wapi professor Anthony
mapenzi obena malogir ngato chama chama giwangi
beti ouko Minnesota USA
rosi nyakarachonyo donge gir ngato chama chama giwangi
jako ako
Teri atieno nyangia Manugir ngato Chama chama giwangi
Raut teresia Anyara lego
Obera polo piat nyapinga kash Manugir ngato Chama chama giwangi
Masidis chung never
Koko nyati suba Manugir ngato Chama chama giwangi Wood Phoebe Mwabdo ginong nemi Manugir ngato Chama chama giwangi Nyangi ako nyakano Manugir ngato Chama chama giwangi yoyo John Kapong Rakwach Ofisa gir ngato Chama chama giwangi yoyo Apono rama jam jengo Manugir ngato Chama chama giwangi
Siri
Kasunku Rafael Wad suba giri ngato Chama chama giwangi
Wad nyachula
Ogu ya njanka mula na nyakachu Wad turwa
Yes
Chama chama giwangi
Yeah 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 Cham giwangi cool, I love man. It I love it
yeah.
Man so you actually told this guy to eat with his eyes.
Yeah, and the other hyenas. You know hyenas? Yeah, Team Mafis, we call them Team Mafis, the Team Hyenas. Those who want to eat where they have not even worked hard to show. You know? Yeah, some tell them, hey, when you look at David Bandy, as handsome as Kirari is, that's someone's property. That's eat someone's with your eyes.
Eat with your eyes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And make sure, you know, that's what we say, you can smell, but you cannot taste.
Mm-hmm. You got it. That's the point now. You got it, man.
Cham Giwangi, beautiful music, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
So now you know. Let's go back. We have one more track that you're gonna play for us.
Yes,
right?
yes.
But you know, let's talk about your visit here to the United States.
Yeah, yeah.
What is happening? Are you here on tour? Are you here to do some shows, or you've just visited?
I came to stand with our brothers and sisters who were affected by the hurricane back in Texas, Houston.
Okay.
You know, so they had a small party to encourage them, you know, to be a blessing to them, you know, just to tell them all hope is not lost, you know, because there are some who lost their houses, you know. Yeah, so they told me, "Wadu Phoebe, we love you here. Why don't you come and be part of this? And, you know, we show love for our brothers and sisters."
So we have a large Kenyan population in Texas.
Actually, in America.
In America.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's why I'm in Washington, D.C. today. And in Maryland tomorrow, you know.
Yeah.
So when I came and said, okay, I'm coming to stand with my brothers and sisters. So I came, I did a very nice show in Houston. And then my brothers in Texas said, oh, you can't just come to Houston and don't come and bless us. Why didn't you come and greet us, man? Yeah, so I went and greeted them. And then the ones in New Jersey said, oh, you must come
you
and
must
greet
come.
Us.
Right.
And so I said, I'm
so
coming
like
to
you're
greet
going all
you.
Over the place.
And so Maryland, Baltimore, come and greet us. Here I am today. And by the grace of God, now I'm here with David Bandy.
Uh-huh. Yeah. All right. You know, let's go a little back, a little bit back home.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know the political situation is...
Yeah.
It's a little calm now.
What
was it like for the entertainment industry in Kenya at that time?
Actually, it was really a setback for us. It was really discouraging because, you know, as an artist, you perform for the people. And people will not come to your show if the station, you know. And I'm sorry to say this, there was, you know, this brutality with the police people, you know, just, you know, any gathering, you know, is like illicit or illegal, you know. And so it was really affecting us because who will you go to perform to, you know? And so the artists generally were really suffering because you cannot make both end meets at the end of the day. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So we were really going through a lot of things. So most of the time we're just in our houses, you know, and we cannot go to work.
So how would you assess the government's involvement or the people in authority, their involvement into the entertainment industry in Kenya?
In Kenya, I would say we are lagging behind. You know, it's better you call a spade, not a big spoon. You know, it's a spade, you know. And in Kenya, we are lagging behind because we have got authorities or organizations that have been mandated to take care of musicians, things like that. But realize we are not really making it. We are not getting the results, you know, the returns, the royalties, you know. They get the big chunk of it and give peanuts to the artists, you know. And we as artists, we are working hard to make sure that this thing ends, you know, because we are really tired of being denied our rights as artists. You realize those who are in charge of are in the offices who are supposed to represent the artists are living large while the artists are suffering, you know. Yeah, so we are working so hard by the grace of God to bring up unities among artists, and we want to have our own, you know, artists to be in those offices.
So if you want to send a message to like those in authority, what would you tell them about?
Yeah, I would tell it's the right time they be honest and stop this corruption thing. You get the point? And begin, you know, representing us well and making sure that we get our rightful, you know, royalties and our rightful, you know, credit in terms of the work that we do, because it takes a lot, you know, of input, money for an artist to get into the studio and even do the song and have the song get out there.
And that is even an employment in a sense.
Yeah, it is.
You as producers are even creating employment
for other people, you know.
So now that you are producing your own songs,
yeah,
and have you stopped being, should I say, a philanthropist, wherein you used to help those in need, that mm-hmm. like you were walking down the street, you mm-hmm. met those boys and they were planning to go to the studio, but they don't have the money, just $20, and you were able to produce a whole album for
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you stopped doing that, or do you still help and then still produce your own song?
Okay, I've not stopped doing that, but you know, the more you do something, the more you become wiser, and the more you get to learn and grow from one place, I mean, one level to the other. You get the point? And you know, music generally is a business, okay? And I've realized most of the people take it for granted. When you give them free help, they take it for granted, you know. So I'm going back home, because as you walk around the world, you also learn a lot of things. So I'm going back home to take my production to another level, in that now I'm going to be sourcing for talents myself, okay? And by sourcing for talents, I'll be organizing things like talent searches, you know, and I'll be doing it in regions. You get the point? Maybe counties, something like that. And then when I get the talents, okay, if you are good, you can sing. If you're coming from a certain area, I will make you to sweat for it, for you to get that support, you know. So I'll have many other artists come together, those who can sing, whatever, I can rap, you know. And then I put you on a competition, something like that. Mm-hmm. So those who will be winning, because I'll be having a panelist of other artists who will want to work with me, those who have raised, things like that. So those who win, now I'll be taking like 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And I give you different, you know, different awards for winning. And then, but the major award will be getting into the studio, recording your songs. Yeah, but now what I'll do, when you win, now I'll put you under contract with my record label. You get the point? So that I also help you in terms of management and managing yourself, because we have a poor management come to artists. Most of artists do not have a management plans, you know. They just want to sing and be famous. That's it.
Okay, all right. Yeah. Well, I think that makes a lot of sense. Mm. So what are you taking from America? What else have you learned here that you think you can take back over there?
Okay. Mm-hmm. First of all, America is not a place for people to be lazy.
So let them don't think that the dollars are rolling on the floor.
No.
By the way, send this money for me.
If you see someone send you money from America back at home, that guy is a philanthropist. That guy is just a giver. You know, thank God that they're sending my... Yeah, people work
because
hard.
People work for their money.
They work for that money. It doesn't come for free. It doesn't come from a silver plate. You know, people work hard for it, you know. And so if...
So that is one good thing that you learned here.
I've learned that. And, you know, I'm very positive about it, you know. You know, I was making a joke the other day. Why are, like, in the places I was, why are no people walking on the streets? What's happening? Everyone is in a car. You know, are these people lazy? That's why they don't want to walk. They always want to ride in a car, you know.
You get
to a certain place, there's a food shop, and you pay for the food while in the car. You go there, you pick it. When in the car, you can't even walk out, you know. I saw somewhere you go and then there's a TM card. You just get it and you put it in the money from the car. This is the highest level of laziness. But let us know, it's time management. You know, people want to be on time, do things on time. You know, you don't want to waste even a minute. You get the point? Mm-hmm. So I realized, back at home, I've wasted very many hours to be a billionaire.
Many, many hours, right?
Yes. You know?
Well, I appreciate that. And that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So you're going to take that back. So now let's come to our final track for today, which is going to be Mago Nonsense.
Mago
the
Nonsense.
The title of the song itself, the Mago and the Nonsense, combined together.
Mago Nonsense means that is nonsense.
That is nonsense.
Yes.
So what is this nonsense that you're talking about?
Okay. Let me begin with a Nigerian saying that says, okay, that... While you're busy, you know, grooming a girl for future use, let me say so, someone is busy eating that girl, you know, like a mango. It's like a mango being eaten somewhere, just put salt and eating.
Even before the mango is ripe.
Before the
mango
is ripe.
Decide to pick it and eat
yes,
it raw.
You are waiting
with
for
salt.
It to be ripe. You're making it to be ripe for
and
you to eat. But someone is already eating it raw, putting only salt and eating. Are you getting the point? So the result of that, you know, is that very many sisters, our sisters, you know, this is happening all over the world. You know, the high rate of single motherhood is alarming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then you realize very many men are avoiding to marry ladies with children because they're avoiding responsibilities. Well, how are they avoiding responsibilities? You'll never know if that same person already has fathered some kids and he has run away from that responsibility. So why would I father some kids, run away, and then want to marry another woman with kids?
With kids. Hmm. So that's going to be it.
You get the point?
All right.
So I'm trying to tell my sisters, those who are single mothers, because my mother became a widow, and then once you're a widow, you're a single mother. You get? You don't have a husband. But she raised us until the time she died, you know. But I saw the way she raised us. She was working so much hard to make sure we eat, we sleep, we go to school. Okay? So I'm encouraging our single sisters. Those men who despise you, those who look down at you because you're a single mother, come on, that is nonsense. Gather yourself. You know, you can be a single mother, but come on, you may be a CEO.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be a single mother, you know, but you live in a mansionette. You may be a single mother, but you're a millionaire, okay? So single motherhood is not a taboo. It's not a problem. Be smart here. Yo.
Just get it up here.
Just get it up
and
here.
And be smart.
Yeah, so those
so that is the
Mago
Nonsense.
You, come on, tell them that is nonsense, man.
All right.
Being a single mother is not a disease.
All right. Well, that's what we're going to be closing the show with today. Mago Nonsense is the track. But mm-hmm. just before we play the track and Phoebe is going to perform that track, you want to say hello to your... friends and family out there in Kenya
yeah,
all over the world that are watching you or listening to you right now.
Yeah. 254, this is your boy, Engineer Ward Phoebe. They call me Le Grand. Yeah. The senior producer, the super producer himself. Thank you so much for your support. If it was not for you people, you are the bosses. I'm your servant. I wouldn't be here today. I love you. Appreciate you. Thank you for making me come this far. God bless you.
Bless you. And now let's close with this track today, Mago Nonsense. And so I want to thank my guest, Wood Phoebe, for being so hilarious.
Thank you.
And also to my engineers out there, thank you so much. And a very big thank you going out to Patrick Deya, who actually arranged this.
Thank you.
It has been an awesome pleasure having you as my guest in the studio.
I appreciate it.
Till we meet again, I'm David Vandy here in Washington, leaving you now with the track Mago Nonsense, performed right here in Studio 4 of the Voice of America. And this is Wood Phoebe.
Engineer Wood Phoebe. President.
janjo kanyana Nyakwaro junyu Wach moro chana ye uko nyajo kanyana Ye utwa Wacho wachi moro motamo wanga Ye utwa Wacho wachi moro motamo wanga Awinjo gi wacho ni nyiwa masano pogore gi nyiri manene Nyiwa masani opogore gi nyiri manene Siyo maneno yangu ana winjo mana kaji wacho Nyako chalo maembe kirito mondo chegi jomoko chame manumu Nyako chalo rabuon kirito mondo tede jomoko mwode gipote Nyako chalo niang, kirito mondo yedhe jomoko nyame kamano Kiwote iboma, jomoko wacho onge jaod ng'ato E iboma, jomoka winjo wacho onge gir ng'ato Gibiro seri, gibiro temi, gibiro dwari Nyarwegi, los kari dichuo yudote Dichuo yudote Nyaminwa Rit dala ni dichuo yudote Mago jonyego Mago otoche Mago aloketho odi Mago jonyego Mago otoche Mago alomuko odi Kienegi Kagiseti okodi Gibiro ketho nyingi Gibiro wacho in worthless Kelo in useless Yawa you are an imbecile Unaka ATM machine Kila kadi inaingia ndani Ati wewe Ni kama gari La wasafiri Kila abiria anapitia ndani Wachana nao Weri korige Mago nonsense Imanyo keto odi Wachana nao Weri korige Mago nonsense. Itemo tu wachana nao. We call you Mago nonsense.